Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The adversary's initial efforts to stop the temple project came to nothing, so they decided to bring out the big guns with a letter-writing campaign. Anyone seeking to understand Ezra 4 needs to be a little familiar with the kings of Persia at that time. Four of the six, who ruled from 538 to 425 BC, are mentioned in Scripture. Chronologically, they were Cyrus, Darius, Ahasuerus, and Artaxerxes. The first two are mentioned in verse 5. Then, from verses 6 to 23, the author springs forward after the reign of Darius to show the continued pushback the Jews received during the days of the two latter kings. Quote, in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Artaxerxes also. Ezra 4, verses 6 and 7. Their correspondence is included. Verse 24 then reverts to the story as it is being told. So, with the parenthetical section removed, the history being recounted reads, quote, they troubled them in building all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the days of Darius, king of Persia. Thus the work of the house of God which is at Jerusalem ceased in the days of Cyrus, and it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Verses 4 and 5 and verse 24. Before we diagnose the letters and the tactics used by the accusers of the brethren, so to speak, the question must be asked, why are these four kings mentioned and not others? It's because they are the ones who touched the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. Only secular history that impinges on God's people and plan is worth mentioning, as far as he's concerned. When earth's armies set themselves to fight, God laughs, Psalm 2, verse 4. But when they touch his eye, he takes it very seriously.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.